How do we get into all that gada to Gemaras? We're learning Perek HaMoiches HaSfina, which discusses a Sfina, and the Gemara told a whole bunch of stories, a whole bunch of fantastic stories, related to Rabbi Bar Barchana on a Sfina. So Rabbi Bar Barchana is on a Sfina, he's going here, he's going there, he sees this incredible thing, he sees that incredible thing. The Gemara from there went and told additional stories about Rabbi Bar Barchana, where Rabbi Bar Barchana is not on a Sfina, but he's part of a caravan that's traveling through the Midbar. And there he sees really, really incredible things. He sees the Meisei Midbar. He sees the Bnei Koirach. He goes to the site of Har Sinai. Fascinating Gemaras. I saw in the Toldos Tanam V'Amoiram from Rav Hyman, he says that it's Pasha to him. And Be'ezus Hashem, as we continue doing what we do, we're going to keep our eyes out for it, that Rabbi Bar Barchana was, quote unquote, one of the Nechusei Yama. So Nechusei Yama is Hamoicher Esasfina, Agadita, the Rabbi Bar Barchana term. But the way Rav Hyman uses the term Nechusei Yama is that there were certain Amoraim that were sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, to go find out what the Chachamim in those respective lands were saying with regards to certain halachas. And they were like shadars, right? So the Chido was a famous shadar. He wrote his Magal Tov, his diary, where he talks about his, the life and times where he was traveling through Europe, trying to raise money for the yeshuvim back in Hebron, back in Eretz Yisrael. There was a concept of a shlucha de rabbana. There were Nechusei Yama in the times of Chazal, says Rav Hyman, and they were shlucha de rabbana. Their job was to go, not raise money, but their job was to go collect halachas. And he says, I'll mention to you a couple of famous shadars, a couple of famous Nechusei Yama. These are names that I think we're pretty familiar with in our Chabura. Ravdimi and Ravin, right? Ki yasa Ravdimi, ki yasa Ravin. It's funny. Normal you learn that Ravdimi lived in Bavel. He went there to Israel to learn by Rabbi Yochanan, and he came back and he said a lot of halachas that he heard from him. Ravin the same, and there are others throughout Shas that you find this theme of kiyasa. But Rav Hyman says that it wasn't a punkt. Rav Hyman says that it was a job. Rav Dimi was a shadar. He was sent by the Chachamim in Bavel, go to Eretz Yisrael, spend some time with Rabbi Yochanan, spend time with Rish Lakish, spend time with Rabbi Loza or Rabbi Avo, with the great Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael at the time, and come back. Let us know what they have to say on certain topics. And Rabbi Bar Barchana is such a shadar. And he brings so many different Gemaras outside the realm of the fantastic stories here in Amoichres HaSfina, where Rabbi Bar Barchana is constantly coming and going. In fact, you find this phrase of Kiyosa Rabbi Bar Barchana, just like you find it by Rav Dimi and Rav and by Yada Amiram. Because Rabbi Bar Barchana is taka one of the Nechusei Yama, not just Nechusei Yama in that Gadata sense, but Nechusei Yama, he was given this great task to be one of the Moisrei HaTayr. Rabbi always say Rav Dimi and Rav are from the most underrated Amiram of all time, right? On the list, top 10 list of underrated, Rav Dimi and Ravin are right there. Because they have this critical job of bringing Torah from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, which is part and parcel of the Messiah of the Matike Shmua. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Bar Barchana, said Rav Hyman, was one of these Matike Shmua. He was one of the Nechusei Yama. He had this job, and that's why he's constantly traveling. Now, it seems like Rabbi Bar Barchana, in contrast to Rav Dimi and Ravin, took the long scenic route on his travels, because I mean, he went places that, as far as we know, Rav Dimi and Ravin may have not gone. But the bottom line is just a little bit of a better appreciation for Rabbi Bar Barchana, why he's always on a boat, why he's always in a desert. And again, Be'ezer Hashem, something that's worth being mindful of, because just from going through Rav Hyman's Mar Mekayimus, this is going to come up again, where you'll see different Gemaras about Rabbi Bar Barchana, who's on the go, and it's a tzush tell to all these Gemaras right here. It's not punk that he's on a Chalamay trips, right? This is his Avoida, he's a Shadar, and that's sort of the background of this whole Indian of Rabbi Bar Barchana being on the move.